You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For the third year running, Chenery Auditorium will put on Lamb of God, an oratorio about the final days in the life of Jesus Christ. It mixes choral and orchestral music with passages from the Bible. Last year, more than 200 performers filled the stage with members of local orchestras, as well as Southwest Michigan churches. Jen Randall directs the cast. She says, though it's a religious event, it's really about bringing the Christian denominations together. People that not only go to separate churches, but may come from very different walks of life.
Over the last few years, we have people who come back who embrace that would have never known each other had it not been for the opportunity to be able to rehearse shoulder to shoulder.
This is a recording of the original performance of Lamb of God by the renowned London Symphony Orchestra. At first listen, the oratorio seems pretty straightforward, telling stories about the last days of Christ with music to go along with it. But composer Rob Gardner packed it with a few surprises. First of all, some of the songs are in Aramaic, the ancient language that Jesus supposedly spoke.
The English words didn't quite create the feeling that he was looking for as some of these very tender pieces come together.
Also, the role of Jesus is not performed by a vocalist, but by a single cello. This year's cellist is Carol Bullock Russell of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Randall says having a cello as the voice of Christ has an interesting effect on the music.
It's hard to describe. It's just very, very peaceful and very... it's not distracting.
She says she would be too focused on how the vocalist was performing the role to enjoy the music.
If it wouldn't be in alignment with what I was thinking or who I was thinking Christ was, I think that it wouldn't quite work. But the solo cello, and that being Carol, she does such a beautiful job, and it just really represents that voice, and you can hear it as an undertone throughout the entire piece.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Though Randall has directed Lamb of God in Kalamazoo for 3 years, she's probably better known as the co-founder and CEO of Maestro Software. Randall says she doesn't have any classical training, but she was determined to recreate Lamb of God in Kalamazoo.
I played a few instruments in high school and also conducted as a drum major in high school. And then in church, I have directed a few choirs, although I am not a vocalist. I don't sing. And so I know the first year in particular, it was a huge act of faith. I felt that not only was it meant to be here in Kalamazoo, but that I was supposed to direct it.
With the help of Portage Northern High School band teacher Josh Bartz and the program's concert mistress, Abigail Schubkegel-Wehner, Randall says she was able to pull the show together. She says there's many reasons to come see Lamb of God, for the religious experience, for the community. But Randall says it's also just beautiful music.
Even this morning I was listening to Mother Mary, who sang at our dress rehearsal last night. There was a recording that was taken, and I just sat and bawled as I listened to it this morning because it is so lovely.
Hope did not die here, but here was given.
Chenery Auditorium will put on the oratorio Lamb of God tonight and tomorrow night at 8. For links to ticket info or to hear an interview with director Jen Randall, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.